This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. In North Dakota, a proposed bill would create a Truth, Healing, and Reconciliation Commission to address decades of discrimination against Native Americans. The Grand Forks Herald reports the bill was introduced by Representative Ruth Buffalo. She's a member of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation and the first Native American Democratic woman to serve in the state's legislature. Buffalo said the goal of the bill is to educate North Dakotans about the experiences of the state's indigenous community. The commission would travel around the state taking testimony and providing a forum for indigenous people to discuss the impacts of physical, psychological, and spiritual violence. That included a system of boarding schools that took Native American children away from their parents and stripped them of their culture. The commission would create a report each year with findings and recommendations for the governor and legislature. Chairman of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, Mark Fox, said the bill would help state officials and non-Indians understand the true history of North Dakota and also inform current issues such as a dispute over mineral rights. Also in North Dakota, another proposed bill would require public and private schools to teach Native American history. KX News reports the curriculum would be 4 weeks long and include lessons on tribal history, sovereignty, culture, and treaty rights. Native American tribes across Oregon are seeing enhanced broadband connectivity thanks to federal assistance. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, the timing benefits operations hurt by the pandemic.
Since last fall, six tribes have received spectrum licenses through the FCC as part of its so-called Rural Tribal Priority Window. This helps them apply for improved internet and phone service. Matt Johnson is interim deputy executive director of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, which got nearly $26 million in federal CARES Act money last year. He says that helped the tribe install about 5 miles of fiber optic cable.
Business Oregon also contributed some funding for the fiber optic cable installation. I believe it was around $750,000. It's been really critical, especially over this past year, obviously, with any kind of commercial activity as well as education at this point.
With the pandemic stretching on, more broadband support is seen as critical. The pending COVID relief package in Congress currently includes a $1 billion broadband grant provision for Indian Country. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
Disney announced it's changing its Jungle Cruise ride at its theme parks to remove negative images of indigenous people. NPR reported the company announced it would do away with a character at the end of the ride named Trader Sam, who holds up shrunken heads. It's the latest update at Disney Parks as the company strives to keep up with more enlightened cultural norms. It's revamping its Splash Mountain ride after criticism about its ties to Song of the South, considered a racist film. It also revamped its Pirates of the Caribbean ride to take out a scenario where a woman is auctioned. Indigenous groups are calling out a dramatic series on ABC for its lack of representation. The Hill reports Big Sky focuses on a truck driver who kidnaps young women in Montana. The state has a disproportionately high rate of missing and murdered indigenous women, but there are no Native women in the show. The Great Plains Tribal Chairmen's Association and the Global Indigenous Council want the network to provide disclaimers and public service announcements to raise awareness of the issue. They're also seeking the creation of a healing fund for indigenous families who have lost daughters to sex trafficking, and they want ABC to broadcast the documentary Somebody's Daughter that focuses on murdered and missing indigenous women and girls. President of the Global Indigenous Council, Tom Rogers, who is a member of the Blackfeet Nation, said the coalition wants ABC and series creator David Kelly to provide a teachable moment for America. ABC did not respond to the Hill's requests for comment. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Utah Dene Bakea working to restore Bears Ears National Monument to 1.9 million acres with co-management by tribes. Info on supporting this effort at utahdene.org. That's UTAHDINE.org.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.